Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 19th episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week. The episode is about DIY rod storage. So, I've done an episode kind of like this before about, keeping your rods on your bike, but this one is about storing your rods at your house. So, there's two ways to do this that I found are the best. I know there are a ton of different ways you can store your rods at home. These are the two ones that I have most considered doing, one of which I actually just did over the course of the weekend. One of them is actually the one I did, is like very, very easy to do, doesn't require a lot of supplies, but the other costs, quite a bit more, but it is probably, it's gonna work the same, it might just look better. So the one that I've built and, is easiest to build is a pool noodle over an inch wide piece of PVC. Actually, I have an inch wide old broom handle we had laying around that we found it actually worked just as well as the PVC would have. But if you don't have that, you can just get about a 5 foot section of 1 inch wide PVC tube and slip it right in the pool noodle. I'm assuming you're already going to have screws, so you won't have to buy those, but screw it into your wall or hang it on your wall or something like that, and then just cut slits into it and push your rods into it, and it keeps them very well. It keeps them from moving. You can shake it. It's almost hard to pull your rods out at some points, but so this one works really well. Keeps your rods keeps them straight up. It keeps them still. I actually made a cardboard rod holder at one point, and they kept falling. It was very annoying. So this is probably my favorite out of the two things you can do to store your rods. So, like I said, you need a pool noodle and a half inch piece of PVC, of half inch wide piece of PVC tubing. So, this is about, it's going to be about, like, $4, assuming you have the screws. You probably have the screws, but it's about $4, really cheap, really easy to make, and it keeps your rods really well. The other idea is probably easier to, take your rods on and off, and, sometimes it probably even looks better. But it does cost a bit more, and it does take more time to put together. So this idea is a PVC rod holder. So I've talked about PVC rod holders for bank fishing. There's a lot of things with PVC pipe you can do for fishing. But this one is storing your rods at home. So for this, it's really hard to explain what it looks like. For instructions on how to build it, you can just probably Google DIY PVC rod holder, and I'm guessing there will be like about a million videos you can watch on how to put this together. And the measurements you need, and the measurements that I'm going to have here, and the amounts are for storing 10 rods. So you're going to need 10 14-inch sections. Before you get a certain width, make sure you measure the base of all of your rods, or really only the base of the widest handled rod that you have, to make sure that'll fit. Because the worst thing would be to construct this big massive PVC, and then try to drop your rod into one of the holes and have it not work. So, like I said, 10 14-inch sections, and then 12 4-inch sections. So you can cut both of these out of like 10-foot sections. You'll need about two 10-foot sections or three 8-foot sections. Then for the connectors, you also need 10 T connectors, and that's what your 10 14-inch sections will go into. And then that's where you'll end up putting your rods. And obviously, you need 4 corner pieces just to keep the whole thing together. So, at the place I tried to get it, it was actually more expensive. But at most places like Home Depot or Lowe's, it's going to be about $20 to construct that. So a lot more expensive than the other one. Not crazy expensive, but still something to consider. Yeah, and it also takes up a lot more room because you're going to be making 2 rows of 5 holes for your rods each. So my preference for both, for out of the two of these, my preference is the pool noodle rod holder. It works really well, keeps them in place, doesn't take up as much room, it goes right up against any wall. So that's one of the really good things about that one, and that's what makes it my favorite. But some of the good things about the PVC rod holder is that you can just drop them in and out of all the different holes that you have for your rods. Probably easier to take them in and out. So that's the episode for today. I hope it helped you figure out how to store your rods if you're having troubles with that like I was. See you next week.